Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Thanks for joining me today. This is the start of season 4, so I'm excited to start a new season of podcasting. If you listen to my podcast daily, expect a lot more of these series that I produce. I do series on buying a pool route. I just started a series on rookie pool guy mistakes, and I'll do other series along with my regular podcasting here. And I'm going to go over a few things coming up in season 4 of this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So the actual subject of this podcast is ways to increase your knowledge. If you're in the industry or if you're a homeowner, I'll give you some good tips on how to better take care of your pool or better service the route. But I also wanted to touch on a couple of things at the beginning of what's coming up in the fourth season. So I plan on doing some interviews for the whole week of a podcast. So what I'm going to do is have a guest stay with me, and then I'll break the interview up into 4 different podcasts for that week, or 4 or 5 different podcasts, so that you can learn more about a particular product or a particular subject matter. I think the best way to learn about something is to be immersed in it. So I think having a guest talk about it and listening to it, different aspects of the product over the course of a week, is just a great way to get familiar with the product. And that ties into the whole subject of being educated in the industry and as a homeowner. And I think it's just a matter of self-motivation. Those who want to know things will seek out the knowledge. With this day and age, when I first started in the industry, we didn't have cell phones. We had pagers. Everything was done with payphones. I don't know if anyone knows what those are still. And in fact, when I was in the pool business, when I first started in 1988, there was a lot of people selling payphone routes. And so a lot of people were buying those. They thought it was very lucrative to buy payphone routes. And you would buy certain territories, and then you would collect the money from the payphones. Of course, all those people are out of business now. But just goes to show you how different the time is now from back then, and what people invest in compared to what they invested in back then. So it's totally a different era. There was no real knowledge out there. You would learn what you could at the trade shows, which were very limited at that time. And even the knowledge at the trade shows were very limited. And so you didn't really know what you were doing unless you learned from other people. So I kind of learned everything, you know, on the fly out there, basically, which you don't need to do nowadays. And a lot of homeowners take care of their own pool now. There's many more pools now than there was when I started. So definitely the pool industry has really ramped up to a level unheard of from the 90s. Now, you know, everyone has a pool. Or California has 1.8 million pools, or 1.9 million, and Florida has 1.8 million. So we're pretty close together, with Florida as the top state with the most pools. And so 1.9 million pools across the state is a lot of pools. So it's definitely a huge industry, and there's a lot of online resources now available. Of course, you have my YouTube channel. I don't want to be self-promoting myself too much in this podcast, but for me, you have my YouTube channel, my website, this podcast here, my blog. And then, of course, you have other resources available. There's forums out there. Trouble-Free Pools is probably the biggest homeowner pool forum on the market, or in the marketplace right now. Great forum, geared mainly towards homeowners, but of course service guys join that forum also. There's a lot of Facebook groups around the industry. I have one. You have the Pool Chaser. They have their own group. There's other pool groups that are on Facebook that you can join. You have a lot of great resources through Facebook there, and then just general Google searching something. So there's really no unknowns, or very little unknowns out there. If you have a problem, you can find it pretty quickly. And so I think the motivation to get better is the main thing. If you're doing your own pool and you notice problems, you want to be very proactive there and fix them. And I think the same should apply to the pool industry overall. The guys should be seeking education opportunities. They should be getting certified. A lot of the manufacturers order hands-on training courses now, which never existed back in my day. So you can actually go to a Hayward seminar and learn how to do the automation, all their pump features, their heaters, and be really educated. Pentair and Jandy also offer the same courses. So a lot of great education opportunities out there. I think those that work in the pool stores are getting more educated every day because of all the content available. So there's no lack of content out there. I think what you got to do is you got to kind of disseminate the good and the bad content, what actually is true and what actually is false out there, and what's the motive for the person doing what they're doing. I think that's a key factor also. And in my case, my motivation is I really enjoy what I do for the industry. I like reviewing products. I like learning new things. I like helping people with their pool care. And that's my motivation. I have that kind of personality where I like to help out, not in a codependent kind of sick way, but definitely in a helpful way. And I think that's kind of how I'm geared and how I'm wired. And I enjoy it. I don't have to be doing anything at this point. I'm financially independent, but I like what I'm doing. So I'm doing what I'm doing. And so that's where I come from. So other people may want to try to sell you content or sell you a certain way of doing your pool. And so you have to kind of look through that and see their background of the person and see their history and see, you know, basically if their information is sound or not, because there's a lot of unsound information on the internet in any industry or any field or anything when you research something. So keep that in mind. But I think as a pool professional, as an industry in general, we really need to step it up and really stay educated and stay on top of things and maybe make it more of a certified type field. I'm not for government regulating everything or the counties and cities regulating things, but I do see a need for some kind of medium baseline for service industries, for anything that's out in the field. I mean, you're taking care of a pool that the consumer paid $40,000 or $50,000 for, and you could really screw it up quickly if you don't know what you're doing. And so definitely there needs to be a lot of training out there to boost the industry up, I think, overall. And I think there's a big push for that in the industry. There's a lot of training available. And I think the homeowners taking care of their own pools really benefit from that, because that kind of bleeds out into the homeowner industry. So there's a lot of education for the homeowners. And doing your own pool is much easier nowadays because of the automation, salt systems, and of course all the knowledge available to clean your filter, do everything yourself. And there's a big segment that just can't do the pool themselves. And I'm aware now that it's pretty much, if you do your pool yourself, you're going to do your pool yourself. You're not going to hire a service professional. And if you can't do your pool yourself, you're going to hire somebody. Maybe you have time constraints. You don't really want to mess with it. You're financially stable enough to hire someone to do the pool for you. All those are factors. And that's why the pool service industry is growing, because we're in an economy where people have disposable money. And to clean your pool and maintain it is something that you don't want to do, so you just hire a pool service company. And we understand that, and we're happy for that, because that provides us a means of an income and a living and a way to support our family. So we're thankful for that whole segment that can't do it themselves. So I don't think that personally my material is saturated or leaning one way or the other, or bias, I guess that's the right word, towards the homeowner or towards the pool service industry. I think I have a foot in both worlds, which works out well. I can speak to the homeowner and I can also speak to the service professional. And I think they're pretty evenly split. Someone doing their own pool again is not going to hire somebody. And someone who can't do their own pool is going to hire somebody to do it. And so I don't think there's a problem with me making content for both the homeowner and also making content for the pool service professional. And I think I do a pretty good job of staying neutral for both sides of it, as far as the homeowners doing their own pool and pool service professionals and promoting the industry and making it a viable industry. I think I try to do my best to promote the service side of the pool industry. And I think it is a great option for you if you're doing your own pool and you feel like it's just too much work, it's too much of a hassle. Definitely go on Google or Yelp or wherever and look for a local company in your area, or ask your neighbor who does their pool. And I think you'll be surprised of how nice it is to have someone take care of your pool for you, just like having someone take care of your lawn. I think it's a great luxury to have that, and it frees up your time to do other things and not worry about it. And in the long run, I think service really pays off because not only does it save you time, but it keeps everything in good working condition. And again, it's a $40,000 or $50,000 investment back there, and you want to make sure that doesn't get screwed up, and you want to make sure that you protect your investment. So I think there's a lot of room for the pool professional to get in there and expand the market. And at the same time, I also think that if you have the ability to take care of your own pool, you can go ahead and do that. There's not a problem with that. You just have to have the right knowledge and education to take care of your own pool going forward and know that you could make a mistake that could ruin the pool. It's not that difficult to do to make that kind of a mistake. And by hiring a professional, you prevent that from happening. So I think the opportunities for education are probably the best they've ever been in this industry in the year 2020. There's just not a better year to be in the business and not a better time to own a pool because the technology is so great. There's so many great aspects of owning the pool and the technology that goes with it. And I think depending on where you are in your family life, the pool is a great thing to have in your backyard for parties, for events. Kids love them. My son used the pool a lot when he was younger, not quite as much now that he's a little bit older. Other activities kind of take the place of that. But for a good 4 or 5 years, my pool was heavily used, and I still use my spa quite a bit. So definitely, it's a great low-cost form of entertainment, and it's great to have it in your backyard, I think, overall. It just adds to the quality of the house. It may not add value to the house, but it adds to the overall entertainment quality of the house and look of the house. And I think all the negative things about a pool being a hassle and being expensive, that's probably true. But on the other side, there's a lot of positive benefits of owning a pool. And I think for me, the positive outweigh the negatives. And if you're on the fence of having a pool constructed, I definitely would say go for it. It's really, of course, not a great investment. I wouldn't say it was a good investment to do. But as far as usability, entertainment, functionality, I think it's a great thing to have in your backyard if you can afford it. Of course, take that with a grain of salt because I think I'm a little bit biased in the industry when I am recommending having a pool installed versus not. So just take that as it is right there. So I hope you found this helpful. And as I move into the season 4, there's going to be a lot of great things that I'm going to bring into the podcast and definitely going to expand it. And if you are looking for more resources, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99, plus a lot of great helpful web pages there. And if you're in the industry and you want to boost up your business or you're just starting out, check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there also, including texting me and calling me in real time. And there's a lot of great discounts available. You get a discount on your general liability insurance, as well as certain pool products for those that are in the group. You can learn more about that again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of the week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.